Good morning, and welcome to Wheeling the Pathways of Life, a production of 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and WRRS Pittsfield, Berkshire Talking Chronicle, with your host, Brian Fitzpatrick, and co-host, Caitlin Fitzgerald. Wheeling the Pathways of Life is a snapshot of the day-to-day experiences of a disabled individual as they navigate the pathways of the world around us. We hope to shed light on and open your eyes to new perspectives on the lives of those with disabilities. Most of us have disabilities we must live with, but it is the way we deal with them that defines us. The opinions and beliefs expressed on this program are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions and beliefs of this station. And now, Brian Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Brian.
What are we talking about today?
What are you talking about today? Well, let me have a look and see. I did write it all down for you. As I do every week. I'm just not quite as prepared as I usually am.
Forgive us, folks. This is a new situation for us because COVID killed WTBR today, so we're just getting prepared and, forgive us.
Yeah, I promise we'll get better.
Yeah.
At least, I'm sure you're fine, but I'll get better. Yeah. You know? So, well, you've already touched on one of the subjects we wanted to talk about, which was that you're transitioning over to here.
Yes.
Which you were very excited about, and I am excited about as well. Once I get a hang of things, I feel like I'll be a little bit less nervous, but it's definitely a little nerve-wracking the first go.
Yes. But in 2 weeks, we'll feel a lot better.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks, I'll be back from vacation, so I'll be well rested, and I'll be, like, a little bit more on top of things, hopefully. But also, the bus was a little late today, so that was... Yeah. I feel like that added a touch of stress.
Yes.
I know you were a little bit stressed, a little bit frustrated with me, but...
it's okay.
It happens.
But...
We're human.
Before we get going, can...
Do you want me to thank the sponsors?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just 1 second and I'll get that going.
On behalf of UCP of Western Massachusetts, Wheeling the Pathways of Life would like to thank the following organizations for their continued support of UCP. Scarafoni Realty, Greylock Federal Credit Union, Crane Paper Foundation, and the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts.
We'd like to thank everybody for their support, and thank the people at WTBR for putting that together for us. So all we gotta do is push one button.
I know, we're very appreciative, because I know I'm no good at that.
Yeah.
I always forget something.
Yes.
You do too.
Yes.
Sometimes you forget to do it. Although this week it was me, not you. That's my bad. You yell at me later, no doubt.
No.
I know, I'm kidding.
I won't yell at you.
Never.
Would I ever yell at you?
No. I would hope not.
I would never yell at her in anger anyway. How do I sound anyway?
You sound good.
Is my mic in a good position?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not fooling you, put it over there.
No.
Hey. So, you wanted to touch a little bit on, PCAs and how that would go.
Oh, I thought that was something that you wanted to touch on.
No, but I'm just, actually, the reason why I said we work together on putting shows together. That's why I'm saying.
Oh, you?
You and I wanted to.
You sure you're not trying to, like, pass the blame off onto me or anything like that? You know, like, shield the suspicion from yourself?
No. I should let people know. There is. Next week, while we're talking about schedules. Next week, I'll be over at WRS because Caitlin will be away for the week. So we'll be doing that from WRS. But the following week, I think we'll be back here.
That's the plan, at least.
Yes.
I should hope.
Yes.
That we will be back here.
And next week we might be adding TV to the mix.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hard maybe. We'll discuss it.
Yes.
We'll discuss this further. At a later date.
Yes.
Probably tomorrow before I leave. Cause that's right. Tomorrow's the last day I see you. Until... You're not going to see me again until what date? The 19th is when you'll see me next after tomorrow. We don't have to talk about that.
I probably won't see you until the 20th.
The 20th?
No, that Monday.
That's the 19th is Monday.
Okay.
That's why I said the 19th.
I'm still on the Sunday schedule with what you've been doing. But Tiffany hasn't discussed that with you, so.
What?
No. I was thinking you were still doing Sundays for lunch.
You're just throwing surprises at me.
No. I didn't.
I don't know. I sounds like you were.
But anyway, the one thing I wanted to discuss today was the fact that the schedule has been so crazy with PCAs and how important it is to. I should come in and do the job instead of, they do a great job when they, for the most part, they do a great job when they're there, but it's scheduling other things around.
What, it's a matter of getting them there?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
And keeping them there.
I will admit that it has been rather difficult lately. I don't know what's been going on. But
yeah.
There've definitely been some issues. Even I've been over there a lot more than usual. Picking up some stuff. Although you seem to like my cooking, so I don't think you mind too much that I've been doing lunch and dinners.
No, I don't mind that a bit. But I do mind the fact that the unknown situations.
Yeah, it's got to be really frustrating because, you know, like, it's not a matter of you know, calling out for like a 2-3 hour shift at like a coffee shop or something, you know, which like obviously still like calling out for a job unless like there's an emergency isn't like great. But things happen. Like my car, I mean, like, look what happened to me. My car died on Saturday. Yeah. I couldn't get to Pittsfield.
Kaylin.
Yes.
I'm just reminding you, did you sign in when you came in?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Good girl.
What happened to the trust? There's supposed to be trust here. Come on. I brought my brain with me today, no, don't worry.
But,
what?
I absolutely think you'd be fine for the following week. I mean, I think you'd be fine, so.
Yeah.
I
think it was just the nerves today.
Anticipate any problems.
Yeah. Again, I think it was just the nerves today. But back to what you were saying.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that, that the job is not convenient for them, it's convenient for me, and the job is required to be convenient.
I don't know if I'd even call it convenient for you, rather a necessity.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's your care. If someone doesn't come in, then, you know, you're alone, and that means that, like, you know, you can't get any of the stuff that you need to get done. And, you know, you can't eat until someone, you know, you can't even eat until someone gets there to help you with that, you know? So it's, if someone just decides that they don't feel like coming in, then it leaves you pretty stranded, and it leaves the agency, you know, kind of scrambling to figure out if there's, you know, someone that can come in and cover that. And sometimes, you know, someone can come in and cover, but like it's only partial coverage, so you're still not getting that same care that you need. And that's really, I imagine that's really frustrating for you. And you know, stuff comes up again, like, you know, sometimes people's cars die or there's like an emergency, but like if there's one like every week or every shift, it becomes a little bit suspicious.
Becomes a little bit ridiculous.
A little bit ridiculous, a little bit suspicious, you know. But you never know as well. Yes.
Well, I think what the problem is people become so familiar with the person that
they get a little bit too comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he won't mind. Oh, nothing's going to happen. There's not going to be any, like, real consequences. Yeah. Someone will pick it up. And I mean, like, to their credit, you do have a good team at the agency, you know? At least they have been able to pull together a lot of coverage for you.
Yeah, but like one of the PCAs that I was saying today, everybody needs to pull together on the PCA.
Yeah. Which, yeah, everybody does really need to pull together.
And
it's a little bit, I wonder if it's like made a little bit more difficult though, because most times your PCAs never really overlap, you know? So they can't, like, you know, like, I mean, like, they could reach out to each other in their own time, but, like, there's no, like, on-the-clock time to, like, you know, have a discussion as a team.
That's when staff meetings
happen. Yeah, that's when staff meetings happen. Well, maybe that's a step to take with everything going on right now, is to, you know, reach out to UCP and set yourself up a staff meeting of sorts. Because I remember we had one a couple months ago.
Yeah.
We had a little Zoom call.
Yes.
And nobody recognized me because I didn't have the mask on and my hair was down.
Yeah.
Tiffany had no idea who I was. She was like, who is that?
Yeah, one of the things that I would I keep telling you, you're doing a great job, and I will continue to tell you that, but one of the things that we're noticing with you, coming aboard, that I don't have to worry about most of this stuff because...
Oh, I'll just pick it up.
You're there to keep me, keep me under control and keep me,
calm.
Busy enough to...
Just keep rolling with it?
Let Tiffany handle it.
Yeah.
Which
is good. That's how it should be going. You should be stress-free. That's what we want.
Yeah.
You know? I wish that it was stress-free because there were, like, no issues cropping up, but sometimes they can't be helped.
But again, Caitlin, stress is part of the
human experience?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But
it would be nice to think that at some point or another you could at least, you know, have a bit of a break, but we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. Again, I think maybe a staff meeting would be great.
You and I have some future plans that'll probably depending on how this goes, this is a big stepping stone that we have done, and in the future, maybe in not 2 weeks from now, I'm gonna see if Matt can come in and maybe Sean.
You want to have Tiffany on too, don't you?
You and I may be going back over to WRS for that one.
Oh, yeah, because I imagine it's a little bit easier to get her in when it's just already in the office.
Yeah.
She's a busy woman.
So we might have to
rearrange a little bit with that.
Flip-flop
around.
But...
We're flexible, though, so we'll figure it out.
Wheeling the Pathway to Life is mobile.
It is. It's mobile.
And I'm working on a recording system at the house so that we can also record at the house.
That would be good.
And one of the abilities that we have is we can record on the computer at the house, too, so...
Yep. That's something we gotta look into a little bit more, though, but...
With Matt and WTBR helping us, we...
Yeah, you have a lot of resources, and you have a lot of connections, and a lot of people that you can reach out to, you know, to get the information that you need to, like, advise you as well. I mean, and, you know, you also have Ryan, who's been very helpful...
Yeah.
In the past.
And I'll be honest with you, that's one of the reasons why we switched over and kind of basing out of WTBR now at this point, because they have more technological ability to, you know, adapt a lot easier.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
While you're gone, I'm hoping that I hear from Ryan to get that new equipment.
I hope so.
That's kind of what I'm kind of playing around with the next week's schedule is because if that happens, you know.
Yeah.
That would be a perfect time to...
To set it up. You'd have to set up another meeting with him, like, the week after, though, so that it can be explained to me in technical terms.
Hopefully, we won't run into
the same issues that we ran many into with your Alexa. All the issues that she gave me.
Yeah.
The hours.
Yeah.
And hours I spent on that device.
That's why we're trying to eliminate some of that.
Yeah. And also now you have the new phone so that I can just do everything on there instead of worrying about, you know, the tablet as I was before.
Yeah.
Because that was a nightmare, you know.
And I have the ability to text now, so I mean.
Mm-hmm. Break.
Hey, we're gonna cut to a break now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Wheeling the Pathways of Life on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And WRRS Pittsfield, Berkshire Talking Chronicle.
And we're back. Still a learning process.
That's so much easier.
It really is. It really is. And it means that I don't have to, like, remind you. I can just do it. Oh, it's going to be great. You just got to trust me.
Yes.
Which you do. I know you do.
Yes, I do.
And, you know, I trust you not to throw too many surprises at me, especially in the beginning. Yes.
But we gotta just put together and know what each other do. You and I gotta look at each other and figure out what's going on now and we can look at each other and tell what's being done. You know, that's
one. We'll come up with a system. It'll be fun.
Yes.
We'll keep it interesting.
Yes, we will.
There's never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment.
No. Nope. No. Nope.
And Caitlin.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
One thing that I
don't like the sound of that.
Bring up.
Yes.
One of the reasons why we'll be doing a show over at the WRS next week is, yes, folks, I am in cahoots with Tiffany on
I don't like this. I don't like this one bit.
No, it's gonna be good.
You're making me nervous, though. You keep saying you're in cahoots.
Actually,
you won't tell me anything. You're being super vague about it. It's freaking me out.
It's for you, Zook. How can I tell you?
I know. I don't know. It makes me nervous.
Trust me.
I hope it's nothing big.
Trust me.
Okay, I never said that I didn't trust you. I just said that I was slightly nervous. That's all. That's all.
What are the things? While I'm talking here, can you do me a favor?
What?
You may want to go grab my on this one. Find the PSA for UCP and the staff. There's already one in the array, so I'm just trying to see where it is.
Okay. You just give me 1 second, and do you tell the audience what you've got planned for your week without me?
I'm talking about the one they did for so Look, what I'm planning on talking about is, just doing a little surprise for Kaylin while she's gone. I'm, going to put... We'll do the PSA, we'll do the PSA. I thought there was another one on the array for another show. That's what I was talking about. I was going to use that one, but...
You got a PSA for UCP, though, right?
Yeah, but I was going to use one that I heard on another show. That's what I was trying to find.
We'll figure it out at some point.
We'll figure it out at some point.
Yeah.
But,
let's not rush ourselves. Yeah. It's the first day.
You're doing very well, by the way.
Thank you.
Were
you nervous? Yes. Do you think I was going to screw it up and sabotage it? Well, not sabotage. Sabotage is the wrong word. Did you think I was going to mess it up, Brian? Were you nervous?
To be honest with you, I think I was. Yeah.
It sounds like you were.
Any new thing makes me nervous.
I can understand that. No one could blame you there.
It's nothing personal.
I know it's not. We work together for almost a year now. I've got like a pretty good gauge on when you're making things personal. You know?
And I never will.
I know.
I
know you wouldn't do that.
And
so what would you like to say about UCP?
I think all UCP is always looking for new staff and
getting they're looking for staff. Applicants.
Yeah. You might be able to see if the bus is here when... I don't know if we can see the...
I can see.
Okay.
Don't... Brian, I got it covered. You know that. You know me.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're always looking for PCA. Always looking for new PCA and new care navigators, which are kind of what Tiffany does. But I think that that's gonna be an ongoing situation. But one of the things that we've been playing around with, we can have quite a few more people in here if we,
I know, you've been very excited about, your ability to have more guests.
Yeah.
Which, we still have a list of people that I have written out, because I have everything written down, Brian. I have everything on record.
Do you have my website and stuff in the array, or do I have to do that one, the email address?
Why don't we do the email address?
Okay.
We have...
Wheeling the Pathway to Life at gmail.com.
It's not Wheeling the Pathways of Life. It's just wheelingthepathways@gmail.com.
Wheelingthepathways@gmail.com.
We check it Monday through Wednesday and respond to any and all emails that we get. If anybody has any questions about what we've discussed previously or on this week's topic, if anybody has any topics they'd like to hear about themselves, feel free to reach out to us. Again, wheelingthepathways@gmail.com. We check it Monday through Wednesday and sometimes Sundays when I'm there.
Except for...
But that's a little bit iffy. Except for next week, we might not... No, you can... I'm sure you can get someone to check it for you next week.
Yes.
They'd be more than happy to help you with that. You know it.
Yes.
So, it will still be checked. Even though I will not be there to check it with you.
It won't be the same.
It won't be the same. Okay. It won't be the same.
It won't be the same.
It's only a week.
You know what?
What?
Kevin.
Yes?
I think with you, the situation is different because you and I are more like family.
Because that's very touching.
Because of what we do together, and I think that's what people don't realize is we're, because we're together.
3 days a week.
As many hours as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I'd have you more hours if I could.
I know you would, but my schedule is fairly demanding. there's never a free moment. But you know, at least I get to end my days with you. It's always a high note, and I especially enjoy that, you know, I've been able to share this experience with the radio show with you, and that I can continue to share those experiences with you, you know. I get to come along for the ride.
In a much more meaningful way.
Oh, what, now that,
Yeah.
Now that we're over here and...
Yes.
I work the board for you.
Yes.
It's definitely going to be interesting. I promise I'll be better week after week.
Yes.
I'm a quick learner.
Yes.
I am indeed. It's been great, though. I mean, I almost can't believe it's been less than a year. You know? I feel like I've been working with you for, like, a lot longer.
Where? I can't believe where we are today.
In less than a year.
Less than a year.
I know. That'll be a year in, like, I think I started with you maybe, like, the second week of October.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'd only been working for you for a couple of weeks when I had to take you down to go vote.
You didn't bring the book with you, did you?
I didn't bring the book with me?
Did you bring the book with you? Okay.
You think so little of me that I would get frazzled enough to leave the book.
Yeah.
I've got the book.
One at a time,
this thing comes with me everywhere.
One at a time, we gotta see if Mia Albano can... Come in. She was from the Adult Learning Center.
Oh, you're asking if I have the book so I can write this down for you.
Yes. Ugh.
Now I have to get a pen. You're killing me. Okay. I got it. I got it.
Mi albino.
I got it.
Hey.
Great.
Mi albino used to be the director at... used to be director at the Adult Learning Center.
Okay.
One of the directors, she took a position as a school, counselor for kids going to college and stuff like that. So she's no longer doing that. But maybe sometime in the summer I can reach out to her and see what we can get together and see if she can join us.
Yeah.
I am working on
your guest list.
Ricardo from the...
Oh, I don't think I had him written down.
DPW. The head of DPW. And I'm working on... the mayor's assistant to get her in to do a show with us, so.
Yeah, but it's all pretty early on.
So. We're gonna be pretty busy.
Yes, we are gonna be. We're already pretty busy. I don't think you could get much busier. You're gonna prove me wrong, aren't you? You're gonna prove me wrong. Well, it just goes to show that, you know, you never stop. You never stop moving.
We could be here every day of the week.
Don't say that. Then what am I? How am I gonna go grocery shopping? How am I gonna take the? How am I gonna go grocery shopping for you then?
Believe me, I'm working on it.
What?
Now I'm joking around with Tiffany. We've discussed changing sources of. So we had more hours to do stuff, but changing sources of pay and stuff like that to get you. So we had more hours to be able to do things, but.
Oh, I vaguely remember this discussion. It was like a month ago, though, and I feel like that feels so long ago itself.
Yeah.
This year is just flying by. Can you believe it's July?
Hello.
It's insanity.
Yes. But. Besides you being nervous, I gotta ask you a question before we kind of wrap up, and I know we got a late start, but I'm gonna go wait up until the bus gets here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the most fun for you that you, what's the most, memorable, and the most thing you won't forget over the past year?
Over the past year?
Huh. I know this is a big...
Yeah, that is a big one. I mean, we've had several memorable moments. I think what stands out to me the most is one of the most memorable things was just, it's like, I guess it's in two parts because, you know, I remember when I first met you and, you know, I had no experience with this job, and I was very nervous and, you know, Tiffany brought me over. And, I almost scalded your mouth with mac and cheese. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I was, like, you know, trying my best. And when we left, you kind of looked me up and down. And you told Tiffany that you were going to trust her on this one. And I thought I was doomed from the start. I was like, oh, no, he hates me. And then...
But with that, I'm going to say...
I wasn't finished with my story.
Okay.
What I was going to finish with was a couple weeks later, it was November, and I had to take you down to the school to vote. And, you know, obviously you had slowly been warming up to me in the, like, 2.5 weeks prior. But I don't know what it was about that day. I don't know if it was because I didn't flip the chair going down the driveway or what. But I remember you kind of looked at me and you're like, you know what? You're pretty all right. I think we're going to be like pretty good. And just, you know, I'd still been a little bit nervous up till that point because I still didn't know what I was doing. And just I remember like, you know, being like very at ease and very comfortable and. It was great.
And I will say this, and the surprise that I have for you is going to reflect some of what I'm going to say, but,
you giving me some hints?
Tiffany and I have said, this before. It's really you are really the best thing. It could happen to UCP, and with everything you've done, and
well, I'm really glad that I've been able to have that impact.
We couldn't make some of the decisions we've made. I feel comfortable. If I feel comfortable turning over the show to you, then we gotta give each other that, you know, if Tiffany felt like you couldn't handle the show, she would not turn it over to you.
Yeah. No, I know that, and I'm glad that I've been able to, like, have that small impact, you know? Because I had no experience with this job. I was super nervous when I started, but...
And then, all of a sudden, you got asked a couple weeks.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, I took you to vote, and then suddenly you were, I think it was the next day, you were like, so... How do you feel about coming on the radio show?
Hey.
And obviously I knew it was something that I wanted to do, but at the time you said just as a guest because the show used to be on a different day, and then we switched it around so we could do it together.
Yes.
The rest is history.
And I think that was the best thing
I think it was a great idea. I think we've done really well since then.
I'm gonna miss Hazel when I leave.
But, I am too. She's so sweet.
Sometimes we can get her over here.
Yeah.
Get her over here. But, I think, folks, how much time we got?
Just a few minutes.
Well, folks, I know this was a short show, but...
That's on us.
That's on us, but...
We'll be better.
We'll be better in 2 weeks.
We promise.
And, I will be able to tell you more about what's going on. I'll be back, of course, the week,
the show must go on.
The show must go on without Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be difficult without you, but...
I'll try not to get too upset. I'll listen. I'll listen from where I am. You're gonna hold me to that, aren't you?
Oh.
I best not forget. I'm gonna have to set a reminder on my phone. I'll listen, I promise.
What you said you wouldn't.
Huh?
What you said you wouldn't worry about work while you were gone.
Oh, but this doesn't feel like work. This is fantastic. You know, like, that's the best kind of work, though. The kind that doesn't feel like work. And I wouldn't say doing a radio show with you and having as much fun as we do exactly feels like work.
No. Next week, I will be doing a show with Tiffany, but, then there may be a possibility, like I said, we're going back over to UCP the following week, but, I really don't think that's gonna happen depending on Tiffany's schedule, but we'll see.
No, but, you know, we'll find out soon. In the meantime. Thanks for listening and bearing with us.
This has been Brian Fitzpatrick and Caitlin Fitzgerald. We will see you next week.
Thank you for joining us for Wheeling the Pathways of Life, a production of 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 104.3 WRRS Pittsfield, Berkshire Talking Chronicle, with your host, Brian Fitzpatrick, and co-host, Caitlin Fitzgerald. May you and yours have a beautiful day, and we'll see you again next week.
Since you found each other, I've been so confused. 'Cause I believe there's one soul on this earth that was meant for mine. I was sent here to find. What if it's you?